The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gemara talks about a get ma'usa. If a person is forced to give his wife a get, whether it's kosher get or not, the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Beis Halacha Chof says as follows. Somebody that the halach is that he should be forced to give a get, and he doesn't want to give a get. Makin oisei, Bezdin will give him klep until he says, I'm willing to do it. Then he writes it, we'll get kosher, and that's a kosher get. In fact, the Rambam, V'lama like bottle gets it. Why is this getting that bottle? Sharehu onus. He's onus. So, very nice that the bezin, the right thing to do was to give a get, and you had a chash of a bezin forcing him to do it, but l'chayrit shalai kedin. Bezin has, a get has to be midas, and this was bainus. So the Rambam answers, she'ein oimrin onus, we do not call it an oinus, unless oinus is only somebody who's forced to do something which he's not mechuyev to do. If you hang somebody on a tree and you force him to sell or to give him matana, that's not a chiv. He doesn't have to make the sale. If his yitzhah hara overcame him and convinced him levatal mitzvah elasis avera, his yetzer hara is telling him not to give the get, because in this case he's mechuyev to give the get. And here he was forced to do something that he's mechuyev to do, or to keep him away from something he's not allowed to do. Ein ze onus mimenu, that's not an oinus. Elo hu onas atzmai b'dayte hara, that means he really wants to do it. Elamai, his yetzer hara is stopping him. Okay, so all you're doing now is the bezin is being misalik the oinus that he was forcing himself not to do it. And hodru l'duchta, we go back to his rotzen pnimi to give the get, to do the mitzvah. He wants to be in Klal Yisrael. Roitzu lasis kol mitzvahs. He wants to do mitzvahs. Well, this rachik min averis v'yitzrei v'shatokvoy kivin shehuka at shatoshash yitzrei v'omar roitzani kvar girish l'tzoynei. Once the bezin manages to be misalik his yitzrei, Toshash Yitzray, now he says, right, Sonny, I want it. That's considered Lertzaynay. That's all in a case where it was Hadin Oysen Shekayf, and then the Ram goes on and says, Loyo Ya Hadin Oysen Shekayf and Isil Garish. What if it's not a case where Bezin is allowed to force him? Vito Bezin Shal Yisrael, or Shal Yuhad Yaitis, and the Bezin made a mistake and forced him to give a get, Harez a get puzzle. That's not a get puzzle, because they had no business doing that, and therefore it's not his Ratz and Pnimi, and therefore it's a Pasha Dainis. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. The Adraman, Bava Basra, in the Sugya of Tol Yuv Zavin, Chaskabatim, says the same idea also in other words, Ayin Shom. The Chsum Saifi is an interesting kasha in Tshuva or Chaim Simakuf Pehei. He brings the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pechesam and Aleph. The Gemara says that by Matan Teiru, Kofaleim HaKagigis, that the Ebishta Kaviyachal forced Klal Yisrael to be Mekabal the Teiru. So Gemara says, "My daughter Rabbi Raisa." So Klal Yisrael had a good excuse because we were never mekabel the Torah. May Avo, May Rotzen, it was forced upon us, so we weren't mechuyev to whatever extent that means. Then the Gemara says, afterwards b'shas the Nes Purim. So then it was Klal Yisrael was mekabel. Like Rashi says, over there, May Avos Anes. Hodu Kibluah, the Gemara says, they were Makabal Torah. At that point, it was Meirotzen. From then on, there's no more Maidor Rabbi Leiraisa. Okay. So, Fekh Tachtam Seifer, going back to Matan Torah, if it was Kofalim HaKagigas, the Gemara is saying Maidor Rabbi Leiraisa. Fekh Tachtam Seifer, no. How could you say that's a Kfir, Maidor Rabbi Leiraisa? The Rotzen Pnimi of Klal Yisrael was to be Makabal the Torah. In fact, not only was the Rotzen Pnimi, it was Taka Bemis Rotzen. Taka said, the Taka said Nasa Venishma. Okay, but Uncle Pana, but Gemara saying, but there was an oinus. Since there was an oinus, so that gives it a bit of an oinus, is my door Rabbi Reis. In fact, the Chum Seifer, even though there was an oinus, but that oinus doesn't count, because that oinus was only to be Masalik, whatever element of Yetzirah there was at the time, And Memela Hadrinon, we go back to the Ratzon Pnimi, the Ratzon Hatoiv, to be Mekabel Torah. And the Rambam is saying over here that that's not called Nidus. Again, B'kitzer, the Rambam is telling us that when the only reason a person wants to do something is Ba'ifen, that he's not really supposed to be not doing it, he's supposed to give a get. He's saying he doesn't want to, that's only Yetzaraz. After Rambam, Mekai Gavna, we say, no, you really do want to give it a get. So, in fact, some say, the Klali Yisrael really did want to be Mekabel Torah. Not because, like I said, because of the Nasa Venishma, but because that's what they had to do, and it had to be Mekabel Torah. So, Mela, how could the Gemara say that it was when the Rabbi Leraisa? That's the Chassam Seifa's kasha. Chassam Seifa answers, his only terence is as follows. He says, because the Rambam is only true if the Matan Torah. That's part of the Torah, that you have to do this. But at that point, the Torah wasn't yet given. Alzeh Gufan Udonin, right? This was the din was if there will be Matan Torah or not. So since there was no Matan Torah, so this doesn't apply. The Rambam doesn't apply, and therefore it was Taka by the Rabbi Leraisa. Ad kan var, that's what Chassam Seifa says. L'chayra comes after the Chassam Seifa Pel de Gazach. It comes out that since the whole Torah that we had, until the Maaseh Purim, since the whole Torah that we had was all together of that by the Rabbi Leraisa, so come to Chayis, if Bezim would force somebody to give a get at that time, this halacha wouldn't apply. The Rambam is saying that it's a good get because really he wants to do the right thing. Okay, but why does he want to do the right thing? Because he has to keep the Torah. Why does he have to keep the Torah? Because he was a Mekabel Torah. But at that time he wasn't yet really a Mekabel Torah. It was by the Rabbi Leraisa. In other words, if the Chassam Seifa is correct in linking these two things, Matan Torah and the Sinas get, so it comes out that a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. The only reason you have to do it is because it says in the Torah, but you don't have to do what the Torah says at that point because we're the Rabbi Leraisa, and he's saying that the Svara that they would have had to do it should have applied to the Matan Torah. Why it doesn't? Because there wasn't a Torah yet. So even if the Matan Torah, there wasn't a Torah on the same level that's really you really mechuyev. Of course, the Gemara says the Rabbi Leraisa. Kitzah comes out la halacha from the Chassam Seifa that until the Maaseh Purim, Beth was not able to be kaifa get, which is obviously an astonishing chiddush, which is kamat ef shel amrei. So maybe I'm not understanding some sefer correctly, but that's l'chayr what should come out. Okay, l'gufim shel dvarim, the igur kasha of the chum sefer l'chayr the kasha is not really shver. The Rambam doesn't say that a person wants to do good things. A person wants to do lasayis davar toiv. The Rambam says the person's rotten is to do what he's mechuyev to do. Okay, at that point they were not mechuyev to be mekabel the Torah. So what's the whole kasha? The Gemara is saying that they weren't mechuyev mekabel the Torah, and it was ba'inus, so it's by the Rabbi Leraisa. Over here, we're talking about in Hilchos HaTorah there is a chiyuv and a hapshita that even before the Maaseh Purim we were mechuyev to keep the Torah, whatever that by the Rabbi Leraisa means, but it's not the Chassam Seifa is the one who links that to the Rambam over here. We could say there's no shaykes, that's in a gevissa madrega, gevissa daga. I mean, you see that people who did chatoim before the Maaseh Purim got einshim. The Torah, Chumash, Nevi'im are full of einshim, right? The Chet Egel with the einish and the Meraglim and the Churban Beis Hamikdash, right? One thing after the other. So we can't say that he was no chiyuv. So the Rambam says, "Hey, yoisi mechuyuv." So then your ratzon hapnimi is to do what you mechuyuv. They went out mechuyuv to mekabel the Torah. So l'chayr the kasha doesn't really begin. So chiyin in the Chassam Seifa, we don't really understand this kasha all that well. Okay, just be mesayim with the machlekas achreinim. The Torah's gittin in Simakuf Memdalat says a gavalig chiddush. He says that we're talking now about a case where Besan does not have a right to be kaifer. And in that case, the Rambam says, the halacha is, that it's a get mu'usan, it's possible. Zok the Torah's gittin, that if a person is kaifer somebody to give a get, and b'shas the kfiyah, he does not mention the get. In other words, Reuven's supposed to give a get to his wife. Not to the level where Besan would force him, but it would be the right thing for him to, or whatever it is, somebody, his wife wants him to give a get. So his wife hired Shimon to beat him up. So if Shimon beats him up and says, if you don't give him a get, I'm going to beat you up, and if you say you'll give a get, I'll stop beating you up, that's a get mu'sa, that's kfiyah, and that's a possible get. That's klar. Zok teres gittin, if you just go, she hires somebody and says, just go beat him up. Don't tell him why you're beating him up. And Shimon comes along and beats him up, and then he gives a get, because that's kosher get. Because there's no connection between the kfiyah and the get. the Isli on the get was not connected, because he didn't speak out that that was the reason for the Isli. Now, Lahapshita, that in a case where the kfir attack had nothing to do with the get, somebody beat him up and he decided, you know what, he's walking down the street, he's supposed to give a get, and he's in Russia, he doesn't want to give a get, and he gets into a car accident, and he gets hurt, and he's laid up at the hospital, and he makes a cheshbon and nefesh, and he says, you know, I should really give a get, it's really not right to my wife, I'm going to give her a get. That's not a get mu'asa, because the tzara had nothing to do with the get. That's pashat. We don't need the Torah's getting to that. That's pashat. So what is the Torah's getting talking about? The Torah's talking about where it's obvious and clear that the isli is only happening because of the get. Just, they manage, the one who's master doesn't say a word. But it's glaringly obvious, and it's very blatant, it's very clear, that the whole reason that he's getting beat up is because he's not getting a get. And then he gives a get machmasat, zok the Torah's getting, that's not a get mu'asa, that's a kosher get. Pel the gazach that he's saying, because l'chayru l'fizeh nafal bebira, the whole thing of get melissa, because it's a bashad eight in every case. Just go beat him up. Just don't say why you're doing it, but it's very obvious why you're doing it. Amish apella, this chiddush din that he's saying. The chazanish Taka argues on it very stark, and he says that's not the halacha, and it doesn't matter whether they speak it out or not. It's obvious. It's clear that that's the reason. Even if it's not so obvious, but if that's the reason, l'maisa that they're doing it, it's going to be get melissa, and it would.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.